Hello, dancers, and welcome to your movement exploration of anatomy. For the next 15 minutes, you will be moving in space and connecting with your body. Be sure that you are comfortable wherever you are, and that you can have uninterrupted time and focus. When you're ready, bring your attention to your body. You can be sitting, standing, or lying down, whatever feels most comfortable to you. You may keep your eyes open or closed, whichever connects you more to your sensation. We're going to start by visualizing the body, beginning with the bones. Feel your bones in your body. Their weight, their shape, and texture. Their ability to hold you up, the structure of your body. And bring your attention to the bones of your axial body, your skull, spine, ribs, and pelvis. And invite movement initiated from those bones. You might find that leading with the bones of your head, your skull, jaw, may develop wave-like motions. You might find that moving from the bones of your ribs changes the way you breathe. And moving from your tailbone or hips might make you feel like a creature, like a dog wagging its tail. And then explore the spine connecting your skull, your ribs, and your pelvis. You might notice how your spine can arch, curve, side bend, and twist. Notice which actions feel the best to you. Then shift your attention to your appendages, the bones of your limbs, shoulders, arms, and hands to begin with. Try initiating movement from your shoulder blade. You can feel it rise up towards your ear or lower down. Go close to your spine or far away. And even rotate. How many ways can you move your shoulder blade? Then notice your collarbone on both sides. Starting in the center of your chest, going all the way out to the edge of your shoulder. You can rise and lower, and even rotate a little bit. Then moving to the elbow. The upper arm and lower arm. You can flex and extend. Flip your palm. And then finally the hand. Moving the bones of the hand. The wrist and fingers articulating. And then dance your whole arm, moving from the bones. You can imagine carving the space. Perhaps gathering things towards you or throwing them away. Reaching out to touch something. Or hold something. What motion feels good to you in your arms? And then shift your attention to your legs, hips, knees, ankles, feet. Starting with the feet, you can imagine if you're standing that you're standing on a warm beach and you can press your feet into the sand. Make patterns with your toes or your heels. Exploring every surface and all the bones in your feet. Then moving to the calves, ankles, and knees. How do your bones of your legs carry your weight? Help you travel through space? And then noticing the thigh bone, largest bone in your body. Attaching to the hip and the knee. And then thinking about the whole leg working together. Maybe you try balancing on one foot or the other. Traveling through space. Moving high or getting down low. Moving from the bones. And then shift your attention again to imagine your whole body, your limbs, arms and legs, and your torso. Head, ribs, belly. And how can these body parts all relate to each other? All these different bones. Reaching out into space and curling in. Connecting the inner world and the outer world. And keeping this exploration going, shift your attention from the bones to the muscles. Notice if the quality of your movement shifts as your focus shifts. Then shift your attention to your organs, your guts, your brain, lungs, and heart. What kind of movement is coming from your organs? Then shift your attention to your blood being pumped by your heart through your whole body. What kind of movement is initiated from feeling your blood? And finally, think about your breath. And all of these elements, your bones, your muscles, your guts, your blood, your axial body, your torso, and your appendicular body, your arms and legs, being animated by your breath. And ask yourself, if your body could speak, what would it say? And as you find an ending to your dance, find a final pose or shape. And just sense your whole body in space. And taking a big breath in and a big breath out. Bring your attention back into the room. And notice how you feel now after exploring your anatomy through movement. You may want to write down your observations in a journal. And as you continue through your day, see how this awareness of your anatomy shifts your awareness of the world.